Internet to the Government Operations and Audit Committee hearing on February 20th. And Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Buckingham,
here.
Tiedemann, Gillespie, Peters,
here.
Moore,
here.
Madam Chair, three present.
We have quorum, three of five members present. We have other meetings obviously going on at the lunchtime, so we're down two members today. If we need votes to get anything action on, we do have quorum and we do have a majority of members elect, so we do have enough members to act. And with that, let's bring up the first bill, the only bill on our agenda today. It's Senate Bill 46, and an act to increase certain license fees for grain buyers and grain warehouses. And with that, I'll open that up to public testimony for any proponents for Senate Bill 46.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Jim Melhoff. I'm the director of the Public Utilities Commission Warehouse Division. And we have before you today Senate Bill 46, which is a bill that proposes to increase the fees that are charged to licensed grain warehouses and licensed grain dealers. These fees have not been raised since 1996. Section 1 of the bill proposes to raise the fees from $160 to $250 for licensed warehouses. Section 2 similarly proposes to raise the fees from $160 to $250 for licensed grain dealers. And I'd also note that state warehouses that also hold a grain dealer's license, this fee is waived for them, so there's only a single fee charged to each entity. And Section 3 proposes to raise the fee for a grain decal, which is used on vehicles that operate on the highways, from $7 to $15. And with that, I'll open it up to questions, or if anybody else wants to testify.
Thank you, Mr. Melhoff. We'll hold questions until we've heard from all proponents and opponents. Any further proponents to House, or excuse me, Senate Bill 46?
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, excuse me. My name is Carl Anderson. I'm with the South Dakota Grain and Feed Association, and I'm here actually wearing an additional hat. I chaired a committee that the PUC asked me to form to review the adequacy of the grain dealers' laws and the warehouse laws, and this is one of several bills that came out of that study that went on since the end of the session last year. And we're in favor of this. We've run these numbers by our membership through newsletters and other means, and nobody seemed to object. We don't mind paying a little extra in that the green industry also receives some, my members, which are primarily grain elevators, also receive some protection under this law, so while some of the funds come from the general fund, some will also come from industry. And if you wanted any more information about the makeup of this committee, I'd be happy to go into it, but so I guess I'll conclude by saying that we're in favor of the bill and ask that you support it, and I'll be available for questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Anderson. Any further proponents for Senate Bill 46?
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman. I'm with South Dakota Association of Cooperatives. As Mr. Anderson alluded to, this bill is a result of a study that was done this summer on a number of the issues and those things involved with the PUC. We did have members involved in that and are in support of the increases and would like to encourage your passage of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Foreman. Any further proponents for Senate Bill 46? Any further proponents for Senate Bill 46? Seeing none, we'll go to any opponents for Senate Bill 46. Any opponents for Senate Bill 46? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony on Senate Bill 46, and we'll open it up to committee questions. Any committee questions? Representative Gillespie.
Question for whoever wants to answer it. I guess I would just be curious historically on the correlation of the fees between the warehouse and the grain buyer in terms of that being an equal amount. And then just a follow-up question to that then, is that a duplicative fee or can you pay one or the other?
Madam Chair, those fees have historically been identical for grain buyer, grain dealer, and warehouse. And if you hold a South Dakota warehouse license, the fee for the South Dakota grain dealer's license is waived, so there would only be a single fee.
Representative Moore.
As I look at this is a pretty significant increase. Are these just caps, or are you going to go, for instance, to the $250 right away?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
The fee increase will go right to $250 from $160.
Okay.
I guess I have a series of questions, and I apologize. I just ran into you this morning. Several questions. You know, we've been looking at this particular grain and warehouse fund through government operations and audit, and I've got the funding information here. I know there's a series of bills on the House calendar that also deal with refocusing and redoing some of the statutes that relate to this particular area. Can you kind of walk us through the big picture of what is going on here?
Yes, Madam Chair. The commissioners asked us to do a review of the entire warehouse division. As I stated, Mr. Anderson was asked to chair that committee. So we took a hard look at both the grain dealer statutes, the grain warehouse statutes. We also currently license general storage warehouses. And through that review, the main focus of that turned out to be bonding requirements on the grain merchandising side, which would be the grain dealer issues. And we also took a look at the definition of what a grain dealer is, which currently is anybody who buys grain for the purpose of resale, which leaves out grain processors, namely the ethanol industry, soybean processors. So those were kind of the main scope of what we looked at and the major changes that we did on the grain dealer side, which is Senate Bill 44, is we propose to change that definition to also bring in the ethanol and soybean processing industries and basically any other end users who purchase $300,000 worth of grain or more would also fall under the statute. We took a look at our bonding requirements, which previously were based on number of locations. So, for example, if you had a small cooperative with three locations, their bonding requirement would be $50,000 per location. Whereas if you had a single location cooperative that bought significant amounts of grain, their bond would be $50,000. And we revised that to eliminate the geographic component, and it's now based on actual annual purchases of grain. So there is a sliding scale for the bonding in that respect. We changed on the grain dealer side. I guess that was the main thing on the grain dealer side is the bonding and the definitional changes. And then we also raised what were previously Class 2 misdemeanors throughout the chapter to Class 1 misdemeanors. The reason for doing that was because the penalties were so low that through talking with state's attorneys, the Attorney General's office, it determined that virtually if we would try to enjoin somebody on the criminal side, we would get very little cooperation from those agencies. For that reason, and the second reason is the dramatic increase in the commodity prices, we thought warranted it, because obviously with the greater value of the commodities comes a lot greater potential to do harm to consumers. I guess those were the main points with that one. With our other bills, Senate Bill 45, which deals specifically with warehouses, once again, which is storage for hire. Once again, we did change the Class 2 misdemeanors to Class 1s for the same reasons. We defined open storage grain in statute, which previously had not existed in South Dakota statutes, a term that exists within the industry, but before grain is declared sold or stored, right now it's currently in kind of a statutory limbo. So we defined that in statute, identified it as a bailment responsibility, and extended bond coverage specifically to open storage grain. We also, in our general storage warehouses, we made the decision to deregulate that, and that actually occurred outside of the meetings that we had, the Warehouse Review Committee, which concentrated mostly on agricultural side. Whereas the general storage, which is household goods and such, it's an industry that is shrinking in South Dakota. We currently only licensed 18. The bonding requirements that we had in place, we've viewed those as woefully inadequate, and we had a provision in place where they could get insurance in lieu of bond. Virtually all of them were doing that anyway, so we made the decision to deregulate that industry and repeal the licensing and bonding requirements for those entities.
Are there any other questions? Okay, I have a couple more.
In looking
at the historical fund information that we've got from the state's accounting system, it appears that the revenues have been, you know, consistently around 60,000. With this particular bill, we're going to raise an additional 30 on top of that. In the last 3 years, there haven't been any expenses attributed to this account. Do you plan on having expenses now being attributed to this fund if we're going to raise revenue?
Yes. We are currently using those funds, and the intention of this bill is to apply those additional funds to offset our reliance on the general fund going forward.
One final question. We've seen a significant increase in the fund balance of this fund. What are your expected expenses to be attributed to this fund?
Madam Chair, if it's all right, if I would invite Heather Forney to come forward, she could speak probably with more clarity to that.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Heather Forney, and I'm the Deputy Director for the Public Utilities Commission. Based on the review that we did over the summer with the Joint Government Operations and Audit Committee, we have been making a concerted effort to draw down the funds out of this versus the general funds as we had been doing in the past. And up to this point in the fiscal year, we've already expended a little over $70,000 from this fund, and our intention is to continue to draw from this versus general funding throughout this fiscal year and into future fiscal years.
Thank you, Ms. Forey. What is your anticipated fiscal year 09 impact in this fund?
Madam Chair, are you asking, do we anticipate an increase in the fund balance or a decrease in the fund balance? Or
what are you budgeting in your office for fiscal year 09 expenses being attributed to this bill or to this particular fund?
Madam Chair, fiscal year 09, we are anticipating expending $117,277 from this fund.
Will, with that expected expenditures, and your revenue is going to be approximately $90,000, you're going to, how many years do you anticipate you're spending down the fund? How many years can you be at this particular increased fee amount without raising fees, spending down and without raising fees?
Madam Chair, the intention with this fund is to directly offset any general fund revenues that we may need. So our anticipation is to draw down to the point where, you know, basically it's not necessarily zero, but pretty close to, and with the remainder of our funding coming from the general fund as it has been in the past. Our entire budget for this department, for our grain warehouse division, for fiscal year 09 is $360,000. So there's about $240,000 that we anticipate to come from general funds. We will draw as much as we can from this fund in order to offset those general fund dollars if we can.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee questions and open up to committee action on Senate Bill 46. Representative Buckingham.
Move to pass.
I have a motion do pass on Senate Bill 46.
Second.
Second by Representative Gillespie. Any discussion on the motion? No further discussion. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 46.
Representative Gillespie.
Moore.
Aye.
Tiedemann. Buckingham.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Madam Chair, four ayes.
And we have four ayes. And Senate Bill 46 will move to the floor, the House floor, as due pass motion. And with that, and before we get a motion to adjourn, we do have minutes to approve from Monday, January 28th.
Second.
I got a motion by Representative Gillespie and a second by Representative Moore to approve the minutes on January 28th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none. Minutes from January 28th are now approved. And with that, I don't believe we have any further business for this calendar. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a motion by Representative Gillespie, a second by Representative Buckingham. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, there we go. Any opposed? Hearing none. We are adjourned.